And as part of the BBC opera season, Radio 3 is broadcasting all seven of the operas featured in the V&A's new exhibition, Opera, Passion, Power and Politics, which explores the stories behind seven operatic premieres in seven European cities. Presented in partnership with the Royal Opera House, it's an immersive exhibition that takes you on a journey through nearly 400 years of history. So far, we've broadcast operas by Monteverdi, Handel, Wagner and Verdi. But this afternoon, it's Richard Strauss's Salome, premiered in Dresden in 1905. In one act, the opera begins in Herod's palace in Judea, where he and his second wife, Herodias, are entertaining guests from abroad. Herod's stepdaughter, Salome, has left the banqueting hall after being unable to endure Herod's salacious gaze. Along with the king's guard, Naboth, Salome hears the voice of John the Baptist, known by the Hebrew name Yochanan, from within an underground cistern, who curses the incestuous marriage between Herod and Herodias. Salome becomes besotted by the voice of Yochanan. Naboth pleads with her to see sense, but she is totally entranced, and a distraught Naboth, who is secretly in love with Salome, drives a dagger through his own heart. Salome doesn't even notice, and soldiers throw Naboth into the cistern. Herod, Herodias and their guests come outside to demand Salome returns to the banquet. Herod slips in Naboth's blood before the voice of Yochanan returns. We learn that Herod has imprisoned Yochanan in an underground cell out of fear that he may be the prophet Elias, returned to earth. Herod's Jewish guests from Jerusalem are outraged by this suggestion and begin a furious debate, which is interrupted by Yochanan's proclamation that the Messiah is amongst the people and performing miracles. Unwilling to listen, Herod instead asks Salome to dance for him. She declines, so he promises her whatever she desires. Salome demands to be given the head of Yochanan on a silver dish. Herod refuses, instead offering half of his kingdom, but Salome insists on Yochanan's head. Herod finally agrees and descends into the prison with the executioner Naaman. We hear something fall to the ground, and they return with Yochanan's severed head, which a delighted Salome now sings to, finally having the lips she so desired to kiss. Herod is disgusted and orders the soldiers to kill Salome. This is a production directed by David McVicar, first seen on stage in 2008, but this recording was made in 2010 when the production was resurrected in all its shocking glory. David McVicar said of Salome that it's an opera full of characters regarding each other, unable to communicate. Everyone's desire is unfulfilled, but everyone is looking all the time. Angela Donoka stars in the title role, Irina Mishura as Herodias, and Gerhard Siegel as Herod. The orchestra of the Royal Opera House is conducted by Hartmut Henchen. This is Salome by Richard Strauss.
als habe ich sie so blass gesehen. Schatten einer weißen Rose in einem silbernen Spiegel.
Du musst sie nicht ansehen, du siehst sie zu viel an. Schreckliches kann
Thank you. Ich kann nicht.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
der Sinn? Warum kam sie nicht wieder zu meinem Bett, wie ich ihr befohlen hatte? Ah, da ist sie.
Du sollst sie nicht ansehen. Fortwährend siehst du sie an.
Wie der Mond heute Nacht. Es sieht aus wie ein wahnsinniges Weib, das überall nach Buhlen sucht. Wie ein betrunkenes Weib, das ist ein ein wenig ab. Nur
gezogen hast.
Meine Tochter ist gestorben.
Gegen dich gesagt. Überdies ist er ein sehr großer Prophet.
Ich glaube nicht an Propheten, aber du hast Angst vor ihm.
Ich habe vor niemandem Angst.
Ich sage dir, du hast Angst vor ihm. Warum lebst du in den Juden aus, die seit Monaten nach dem Schreien?
Wahrhaftig, Herr, es wäre besser, ihn in unsere Hände zu geben. Genug davon. Ich werde ihn nicht in eure Hände geben. Er ist ein heiliger Mann. Er ist ein Mann, der Gott geschaut.
Das kann nicht sein. Seit dem Propheten Elias hat niemand Gott gesehen. Immer der Letzte, der Gott von Angesicht geschaut. In unseren Tagen zeigt sich Gott nicht Gott verwies. Darum ist großes Leben über das Land gekommen.
Thank you. Mania, als Wasser in Wein verwandelt, behalte sein Aussätzige von Kapernaum.
Es berühren,
er hat auch Blinde geheilt, man hat ihm auch eine Perle im Gespräch mit Engel gesehen.
Oh, oh, ich glaube, ich kann vorher,
die Toten?
Ja, wohl, er erweckt die Toten.
Ich verbiete ihm, das zu tun.
Es wäre schrecklich, wenn die Toten wiederkämen.
Wo ist der Mann zur Zeit?
Er ist überall, aber er ist schwer zu finden.
Der Mann muss gefunden werden.
Es heißt in Samaria, weil er jetzt ich glaube, im Augenblick wissen wir von Jerusalem.
Verhilfe ihm, die Toten zu erwecken.
Es müsste schrecklich sein, wenn die Toten wiederkämen. Meine Krone,
meine Krone,
meine Krone.
Oh. Sei nicht trotzig, sieh immer liebte hat. Kann sein, ich habe dich zu lieb gehabt. Verlange das nicht von mir.
Der Kopf eines Mannes, der von mir umgedreht ist, ist ein übler Anblick. Hör, was ich sage. Verlangen von mir, ich will ihn dir geben.
Ich fordere den Kopf des Johannan.
Du hast nicht zu, es liegt zu dir.
Just in einem Perlenmondkästchen hab ich drei wunderbare Türkise. Wer sie eine Stirne trägt, kann Dinge sehen, die wirklich sind. Es würde ferne Schätze, was begehrst du sonst? Salome, alles, was du verlangst, will ich dir geben, nur eines nicht. Nur nicht das Leben dieser Mann. Ich will dir den Mantel des Purpistres geben. Ich will dir den Mantel des Purpistres
laut zu vernehmen. Ich höre nichts. Warum schreit er nicht, der Mann? Oh, wenn einer mich zu töten ging, ich würde schreien, ich würde mich wehren, ich würde es nicht dulden. Schon so nah.
Thank you. an diesem Orte bleiben. Komm, zeig!
Es wird Schreckliches geschehen. Wir wollen uns im Palast verbürgen. Herodias, ich fange an zu erzittern.
Having followed Salome's wishes to have John the Baptist executed, Herod watches his stepdaughter joyously singing to the severed head. Repulsed by her deranged behaviour, Herod orders her death. The shockingly gory final scene of Salome by Richard Strauss, composed in 1905 with a libretto adapted from Oscar Wilde's play by Hedwig Lachmann. That production was directed by David McVicar and recorded at the Royal Opera House in July 2010. The cast in order of appearance: Naraboth was sung by Andrew Staples, the page Sarah Castle, first soldier Nicolas Cujal, second soldier Alan Ewing, Yochanan Johann Reuter, a Cappadocian, John Cunningham, Salome was Angela Denuka, Herod, Gerhard Siegel, Herodias, Irina Mishura, the first Jew was Adrian Thompson, second Jew, Robert Anthony Gardiner, third Jew, Hubert Francis, fourth Jew, Stephen Abel, fifth Jew, Jeremy White, the first Nazarene was Vuyani Mlinde, the second Nazarene was David Kimberg, and it was the conductor Hartmut Henchen with the orchestra of the Royal Opera House. For audiences at the time, Salome was a shocking piece of psychological drama that paved the way for a new approach to writing opera in the 20th century. And so it's rightfully one of seven operas featured in the V&A's new exhibition, Opera, Passion, Power and Politics. All seven of those operas will be broadcast in full on Radio 3 this autumn. And if you want to find out more about the BBC Opera season, go to the BBC Arts homepage and follow the links to music. Now, I wonder if we can expect any episodes of gory psychological drama from 5 o'clock this afternoon on In Tune. Let's find out, because Katie Derham's here. Good afternoon, Katie.
Hello, 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 hello. You'd like to know what's in the programme, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I guess that you got a bit lost up in the end of Salome.
I did, I was just transported. That actually was
light
fantastic
entertainment on a Thursday afternoon.
Oh, brilliant, though. I do love it, but I know what you mean. It's not known for its happy ending. Now then, we've got lots of fun and games, though, at 5 o'clock, starting with a visit from a Belgian folk band called the Dora Trio. Three brothers, who all sound like they should be in Game of Thrones. Maybe that's just me. They're called Cohen, Hartwin and Ward. Hurdy-gurdy galore, accordions, guitars, mandolins. They sound fab, actually. I've been spending all afternoon listening to their music, and we've got some wonderful live performance from them. They're playing at King's Place tonight, which is why they're coming in just to warm up with us. The fantastic Australian conductor Simone Young is joining me ahead of her concert at the Bridgewater Hall on Friday. And she's got a really interesting programme lined up of some real sort of crowd pleasers, Beethoven Piano Concerto. Jonathan Biss is going to be playing that, and some Elgar as well. But also some works by Brett Dean and by Sally Beamish. So I'll be asking her about the idea behind that programme. And then we've got a visit from some extremely talented young artists, part of my mind is now going completely blank. The Young Artist Programme, the Etta Park Young Artist Programme at the Royal Opera House. We've got an exciting young soprano called Francesca Giagina, and the conductor James Hendry coming in, and the director of a new reimagining, a new version of the Peter Brook's reimagining of Carmen, the La Tragédie de Carmen, which is a sort of the chamber version of the opera. And Gerard Jones is the director of that. It's on at Wilton Music Hall. We'll be hearing all about it and listening to some beautiful Bizet.
Brilliant. So that's from 5 o'clock. Hurdy-gurdy's.
Yep.
And Toreadors.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Brilliant. At 5 o'clock, Katie Derham will be back with In Tune. But it's 3:42 now, and Afternoon Concert continues on BBC Radio 3 with me, Tom McKinney. And all this week, I've been playing you concerts recorded earlier this year of the Ulster Orchestra. So, from Richard Strauss, let's hear the orchestra playing the first symphony by Strauss's hero, Brahms, with their chief conductor, Rafael Payare. He's been with the conductor since 2014, and tomorrow you can hear him conducting a full concert with two first symphonies, Beethoven's and Mahler's. So another first now, this one's by Brahms.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Ulster Orchestra, conducted by Raphael Payare, in the First Symphony by Brahms. Yesterday, I played you a full concert recorded in August of the Ulster Orchestra with the Estonian conductor Alari Elts. Here they are again, paired in Rachmaninoff's Caprice Bohemienne, also known as the Gypsy Fantasia. When Rachmaninoff was 19, he wrote his first opera, Aleko, as his graduation piece at the Moscow Conservatory. The plot was adapted from Pushkin's poem, The Gypsies, and a year later, he wrote the Caprice Bohemienne, initially for piano duet, using material from Aleko, and which he dedicated to his friend, Peter Lodyshchensky. But it was Peter's wife, Anna, part gypsy herself, who Rachmaninoff was really interested in, eventually becoming infatuated with her. From the piano duet, Rachmaninoff transformed the work into an orchestral technicolor riot, which becomes increasingly out of control and dances itself to a point where it virtually collapses in exhaustion. Alari Elts conducts the Ulster Orchestra in the Caprice Bohemienne.
Thank you.
The Caprice Bohemienne by Rachmaninoff, a Laurielt with the conductor, with the Ulster Orchestra. Let's stay with the Ulster Orchestra for one more piece, bringing afternoon concert to a close this afternoon, and this time with the conductor Joanne Faletta, who was the orchestra's principal conductor from 2011 to 2014. Here they are in a recording of Holst's six pieces, which make up the Japanese Suite. This was composed in 1915 and right in the middle of Holst composing The Planets. The six pieces in Holst's Japanese Suite are The Prelude, Song of the Fisherman, The Ceremonial Dance, Dance of the Marionette, an interlude, again the Song of the Fisherman, Dance Under the Cherry Tree, and a finale, Dance of the Wolves.
Thank you.
The Dance of the Wolves, closing Holst's 1915 Japanese suite. The conductor was Joanne Falletta, and the conductor, the Ulster Orchestra. And that's all for today's afternoon concert, but do please join me again from 2 p.m. tomorrow for two more full concerts by the Ulster Orchestra, with performances of the first symphonies by Beethoven and Mahler. And we continue to explore tone poems with works by Arnold Bax, William Alwyn, Eric Fogg and Vaughan Williams. And in suitably grand style, it's Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition that will conclude our week with the Ulster Orchestra. So from me, Tom McKinney, I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening here on Radio 3. And it starts now with In Tune and Katie Derham.
Tom, thank you. Yes, welcome to In Tune, because today we have got three Belgian brothers and a hurdy-gurdy. We've got another great conductor to chat to, Simone Young, who's always outspoken and entertaining and wise. And we've some rising stars of the opera world with a reimagining of Carmen. But first, we've got the BBC News, read today by Cathy Clugston.
Interest rates have risen for the first time in more than a decade. The Bank of England has increased them to 0.5%. Almost 4 million households will have higher monthly mortgage payments, but savers can expect slightly more interest. Anyone considering buying an annuity for their pension will also see better deals. Some Conservative backbenchers have criticised the appointment of Gavin Williamson as Defence Secretary. He replaces Sir Michael Fallon, who resigned after allegations of harassment among politicians at Westminster, and was previously the government's chief whip. Critics say he's relatively unknown and has never held a ministerial post. A man has admitted pretending his family died in the Grenfell Tower tragedy to fraudulently obtain about £12,500 of funds, which were meant for the victims of the blaze in West London. Anne Newton Guion, who's 52 and from South East London, claimed his wife and son were killed in the fire in June. Two 14-year-old boys have appeared at Leeds Magistrates Court and indicated they would plead not guilty to conspiracy to murder. The teenagers from North Allerton were arrested on Saturday on suspicion of preparing an act of terrorism. A Libyan militia group, which is holding the brother of the Manchester Arena bomber, has rejected a British request for his extradition. Hashim Abedi is in the hands of the Rada Brigade, which is allied to the UN-backed government in Tripoli. 8 sacked Catalan ministers have been remanded in custody by a Spanish High Court judge over the region's push for independence. They're accused of rebellion, sedition and misuse of public funds. The state prosecutor has requested a European arrest warrant for the ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont, who's in Belgium. A mysterious void the size of a passenger jet has been located by scanner inside the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt. It's not known why the cavity exists or if it holds anything of value. It's not accessible. And quickly with the weather, tonight it'll stay mostly dry with patchy cloud. The clearest conditions are expected in eastern areas. Thicker cloud and some rain is likely in northwestern parts. That's the BBC News and weather. It's almost 3 minutes past five.
Cathy, thank you very much indeed. Right, let's have some Janáček to kick us off.